Savitri, Book 6, Canto 2, starting with the page 459, ending with the page 460. Adventurer, through blind, unforeseeing time, a forced advance through a long line of lives, it pushes its spearhead through the centuries, across the dust and mire of the earthly plain, on many guarded lines and dangerous fronts, in dire assaults, in wounded slow retreats, holding the ideal's ringed and battered fort, or fighting against odds in lonely posts, or camped in night around the bivouac's fires, awaiting the tardy trumpets of the dawn, in hunger and in plenty and in pain, through peril and through triumph and through fall, through life's green lanes and over her desert sands, up the bold moor, along the sunlit ridge, in serried columns with a straggling rear, led by its nomad vanguard's signal fires, marches the army of the way-lost god. Then, late, the joy ineffable is felt. Then he remembers his forgotten self. He has refound the skies from which he fell. At length, his front's indomitable line forces the last passes of the ignorance, advancing beyond nature's last known bounds, reconnoitering the formidable unknown, beyond the landmarks of things visible. It mounts through a miraculous upper air, till, climbing the mute summit of the world, he stands upon the splendor peaks of God. In vain thou mournst that Satyavan must die. His death is a beginning of greater life. Death is the spirit's opportunity. A vast intention has brought two souls close, and love and death conspire towards one great end. For out of danger and pain, heaven bliss shall come. Time's unforeseen event, God's secret plan. This world was not built with random bricks of chance. A blind God is not destiny's architect. A conscious power has drawn the plan of life. There is a meaning in each curve and line. It is an architecture high and grand, by many named and nameless masons built, in which unseen hands obey the unseen, and of its master builders she is one. Queen, strive no more to change the secret will. Time's accidents are steps in its vast scheme. Bring not thy brief and helpless human tears across the fathomless moments of a heart that knows its single will and God's is one. It can embrace its hostile destiny. It sits apart with grief and facing death, affronting adverse fate, armed and alone. In this enormous world, standing apart in the mightiness of her silent spirit's will, in the passion of her soul of sacrifice, her lonely strength facing the universe, affronting fate, asks not man's help, nor God's. Sometimes, when life is charged with earth's destiny, it cries not for succor from the time-bound powers. Alone, she is equal to her mighty task. Intervene not in a strife too great for thee, a struggle too deep for mortal thought to sound, its question to this nature's rigid bounds, when the soul fronts nude of garbs the infinite. Its too vast theme of a lonely mortal will, pacing the silence of eternity, as a star, uncompanioned, moves in heaven, unastonished by the immensities of space, traveling infinity by its own light. The great are strongest when they stand alone.